This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. India will start its COVID-19 vaccination drive beginning January 16th, with priority given to about 30 million healthcare and frontline workers, a government statement said on Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviewed the preparedness for the COVID-19 vaccination program on Saturday. The statement said India hopes to inoculate 300 million of its 1.35 billion people free of charge in the first 6 to 8 months of this year. Two people died in Spain and troops rescued drivers trapped by snow as Storm Filomena caused travel chaos across the country, with Madrid seeing the heaviest snowfall in decades. The airport in Madrid was closed and skiers glided down Gran Via, normally one of the busiest streets in the capital. Iran will expel United Nations nuclear watchdog inspectors unless sanctions are lifted by a February 21st deadline set by the hardline-dominated parliament, a lawmaker said on Saturday. Parliament passed a law in November that obliges the government to halt inspections of its nuclear sites by the International Atomic Energy Agency and to step up uranium enrichment beyond the limits set under Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal if sanctions are not eased. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in France on Monday, France's prime minister said, as that country steps up its vaccination drive following a sluggish start. And firefighters have brought a large fire at the southern Irish port of Cork under control, and no casualties were reported, the Port Authority said on Saturday. Recently, it started offering more Brexit-proof direct sailings to mainland Europe. This is VOA News. Global leaders will try to reignite international environmental diplomacy on Monday with a biodiversity summit that launches a critical year for efforts to stem the devastating effects of global warming and species loss. The One Planet Summit, a largely virtual event hosted by France, the United Nations, and the World Bank, will include French President Emmanuel Macron, UN Chief Antonio Guterres, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen. Organizers want to lay the groundwork for UN biodiversity talks that are set to be held in China in October. Nearly 200 nations are set to work out new goals to preserve the planet's ecosystems. Sudan took another big step this week toward rejoining the international community and losing its label as a pariah state by officially signing an agreement to normalize relations with Israel. Sudan, which once hosted al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, had already agreed to improve relations with Israel, but it made the deal official on Wednesday when visiting U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Sudan's Justice Minister signed the Abraham Accords in Khartoum. The agreement is aimed at boosting relations between Arab countries and Israel. As part of the deal, the U.S. removes Sudan from its list of states that sponsor terrorism. Mnuchin also signed a pledge to give Sudan a $1 billion bridge loan, which will help that country clear its debt with the World Bank and open doors for acquiring direct foreign investment. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has threatened to expand his nuclear arsenal and warned his approach toward Washington won't change with the inauguration of a new president. The comments provide a hint at the direction of U.S.-North Korea relations just days ahead of the inauguration of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who has indicated he will take a more adversarial approach toward Pyongyang. In a speech at an important meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, Kim called the U.S. his country's biggest enemy and repeated his longstanding assertion that the U.S. must lift its hostile policy in order to establish better ties, according to the official Korean Central News Agency. Kim also called for his country to continue developing nuclear weapons. Notably, he said North Korea should acquire new capabilities such as solid fuel intercontinental ballistic missiles, hypersonic missiles, and tactical nuclear weapons. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.